someplace in between the TENS device and a fully implantable electrical stimulator is Sprint, an FDA-approved patch that treats chronic and acute pain. The company that makes it says there are no drugs involved, and after patients wear it for 60 days, the pain is gone. In Ohio, a state where opioid-related deaths lead the nation, even politicians are talking about it. Secretary of State John Husted mentioned it when speaking to the Cincinnati Rotary Club last month.
We're going to have all kinds of medical inventions that are going to change the way we live. I was with a company yesterday that has created a new device that will relieve pain with a patch and an electrical wire on your back, and you don't have to take an opioid anymore.
The Ohio company that makes Sprint is SPR Therapeutics, and it advanced the technology with a Department of Defense grant that targeted severely injured soldiers. SPR CEO Maria Bennett says neurostimulation has been around for decades, is a safe technology, and has been well accepted. She says what's new is that Sprint is temporary and doesn't hurt.
Those TENS devices many times are not traditionally used widely, or they're not used as any sort of standard of care because they're painful. They're stimulating through the skin. You have pain receptors in your skin, and so you can't really get it to a level that's going to ultimately be therapeutic for the patient.
Bennett says Sprint delivers neurostimulation to the nerve causing the pain in a shoulder, for example.
Part of the wire is placed in the body in proximity to that target nerve that's causing the pain in the shoulder, while the remaining part of the wire exits the body and is connected to an external stimulator that provides the stimulation through the wire to the nerve.
Patients say it feels like a massage. For 80-year-old Helen Douglas, it was soothing, such a change for the stroke patient who had suffered extreme shoulder and forearm pain.
Yes, in the beginning when I suggested I tried, and they agreed. It was about a 9, and I just carried the arm around. It was heavier.
She says the pain is now completely gone. Dr. John Che with the Metro Health System in Cleveland says the patch has demonstrated a reduction of pain in certain groups of patients, like people who have had a stroke.
Individuals who had the pain for less than 18 months had the best response. Individuals who had pain for greater than 18 months, they actually did receive experience pain reduction. However, it only lasted approximately 3 months and went back to where they were before.
For others, the pain disappeared after they wore Sprint for 2 months.
Through our clinical trials, we have demonstrated that this device is not only effective at achieving pain relief during those 60 days, but after the device has been removed, we see a carryover or sustained effect that continues for many months to years after that period of time.
Why does the pain disappear after 60 days?
With constant bombardment of pain sensations, changes happen in our spinal cord and our brain such that even though there may no longer be any injury in the periphery, like the hand, the patient actually experiences pain. So in other words, something has happened in the spinal cord and the brain, and we call this maladaptive neuroplasticity. We believe that this treatment actually reverses that maladaptive neuroplasticity.
Sprint is not cheap. SPR says it's less than $5,000 and is covered by some insurance plans. But the company says it's a lot cheaper than the surgically implanted devices from other manufacturers. Those cost around $30,000. SPR says Sprint has proven effective for shoulder and lower back pain, phantom pain experienced by amputees, and pain following a total knee replacement. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.